Good morning. Welcome to Becoming a Dad Podcast. Welcome to episode 5. Today we're going to be talking about dad hacks and some of the simple ways I've learned that make my day go easier if I'm going to be the one at home with the kids. So before we jump into those, let's get right into question of the week. Question of the week this week was, what is a lesson you wish you could pass on to your kids without them going through the struggle that you did? Some of the answers are routine ones, I guess you would say, like how to be financially independent, financially stable. To go along with that, pay the bills on time, stop paying late fees. Some of the other answers that we got would be heartbreak, catching the red flags, basic cliche ones like that. Didn't get a lot of answers this week, so we're going to jump right into the dad hacks, or just parenting hacks, I guess, because this would work for either the father or the mother.
Can we start the show now?
All right, so this week's topic is going to be dad hacks I've learned. These work really well for me. If they don't work for you, I'm sorry. If you have other dad hacks, other parenting hacks, let me know. Send an email. Email is in the description under the episode. It's becomingadadpodcast@gmail.com. All my socials are there. If you have any parenting hacks you want to share, send them in. I can share them on the episode. And we can teach others how to make parenting just a little bit easier. Because it takes a village. And anything that would make my day easier when I have the kids, I'm all for it. So, in my situation, the first one is just listening to my wife. She's with the kids double, triple the amount of time that I am during the week. Depends on, you know, how busy the week is, what's going on, how my work schedule is. But she's with them always double the amount of time that I am with them, sometimes triple. She's with them so much more than I am that she has learned to communicate with them better. I have been witness to firsthand spending time with my son, and he's being a little bit, I would say, fussy or grumpy. And wife came home from work and goes, "He's hungry." Like, how could he be hungry? We just had lunch like 20 minutes ago. How would he be hungry? And she says, "You know, this is how he gets when he's hungry. I don't know. Maybe you didn't have enough food for him. Maybe he didn't eat all of it. Did he give any of it to the dog? Did he throw it on the ground? Whatever it is, just try to give him a little bit more. Maybe he's hungry." Excuse me. So try to give him a snack. Ate the entire snack. Like, I didn't just feed him lunch 20 minutes ago. He was hungry, and then he was fine afterward. She was home, I don't know, 40 seconds before just looking at him and seeing the way he was acting, goes, "He's hungry." She spends so much more time around them. She's able to read their cues and understand what they're trying to communicate way better than I am. So in my situation, one of my dad hacks is just listen to my wife. She says they're hungry, let's try to give them a snack. If she says they're tired, we're going to try to put them to sleep. If she says they want cuddles, we're going to go cuddle. It's whatever. It's just easiest. Because she's with them the most. She's learned how to communicate with them. I feel like that's just the easiest way to do it. The second one for me is plan ahead. I try to get ready for the next day, the night before, before I go to sleep and before I put the kids to sleep. Lay out clothes, lay out diapers, make sure that the diapers in the living room are stocked, make sure I have enough of them, make sure the wipes are full. Make sure I have some sort of plan as to what for breakfast, at least that way when my son wakes up, I'm not trying to entertain him and scramble around in the kitchen trying to make him breakfast. It's easier for me just to have some sort of plan ahead. I know that we're going to be doing, let's say, eggs and toast. Okay, well then, I know, hey, I can get the pan out. I can get the high chair and stuff ready. It's just easier. Along with plan ahead, I like to just have a plan for the day. And then also keep a record. I found that it's easier to do that the day of than if you have a really good day and they sleep a really long time, trying to remember the next day what it was you did, what times, how they slept, what they ate. So the way I do this is just get a simple piece of paper, college ruled, wide ruled, notebook paper, printer paper, whatever. You got it in your house. Draw a line right down the middle. Make two columns. So you have a left column and a right column. On one side, write out a to-do list. Things that you want to do on top of your normal day. So vacuum, dust the living room, go to the park, whatever. Just any activity or task to do on top of the normal, keep my kid alive. The second column, just write down what you do that day and the time you're doing it. So my son wakes up and it's 7:30. I write down he wakes up at 7:30. Breakfast is at 8. He play time from 8:45 to 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock, lunch, what he eats, and then nap time. All throughout the day, just do that. Write down what they do, the time they're doing it. I like to keep track of what they're eating too. We've had a little bit of an issue with some diaper rash, some issues like that, and it's helpful to know what they're eating. Because then if we go to the doctors or if we've had the same issue or we know, like, hey, we can't give him these two types of fruits on the same day because it's just too much acid or whatever. If you keep a record of it and you just do the day-to-day, you don't have to keep it. You can throw it away at the end of the day. That's fine. I don't keep these for memory. But if I write it down and I remember what they do, you know, the day after, it's easier if I know that my son has a really good night's sleep and he slept for, you know, 14 hours. That's great. I'm gonna try to mimic that again because I want my son to sleep 14 hours. He's better rested. He's in a better mood. I'm able to sleep better. Wife is able to sleep better. This one specifically for the dads, another dad hack is when you get home, specifically for me, when I get home from work after a day, been gone for 13 and a half, 14 hours, I give my wife a break. She's been solely responsible for the kids the entire time. So I know she's tired. I also know that she's overstimulated. The crying, the screaming, the providing three meals, cleaning up the kitchen three times, playing with toys to then put the toys away, but then immediately my son goes out and gets the toys back out because nothing is more offensive to him than you cleaning up his toys. So my wife does that, like I said, at least two times more than I do a week, sometimes three. So by the end of the day, her nerves are shot, just like anyone else's would be. And all she wants to do is just take a breath where she doesn't have somebody needing something from her. So I come home from work, I give her a little break. Even if it's like only like 10 minutes, because either I get home late or we have plans or whatever it is that's going on. Even if she only gets 10 minutes, but those 10 minutes away from the noise and the chaos, I mean the world. So give your spouse a little break. Just let them know, be like, hey, for the next 10 minutes, 15 minutes, I got this. Go watch some funny videos on social media. Go watch some of your Netflix or Hulu or whatever it is that your spouse binges that you can't get into. Tell them to go watch that. Go lay in a dark room. Go get something to eat or drink that doesn't have to be shared with a little kid, that you're not going to have to hide from someone because they can't have it yet, but they want it and they don't understand that. Just something small like this. And like, kind of a little bit of a selfish reason, but I'm sure some of you other dads or other mothers know, if somebody shows you love in a way that you can truly appreciate and you enjoy, then you're more likely to show them love and appreciation. So in a selfish way, I give my wife a break from the overstimulation. So that way, hopefully at the end of the day, she wants to return the favor and provide stimulation. I know that's selfish and cheesy and, you know, ulterior motive, but it's something that she needs. So regardless of whether or not it goes my way later, it's still something I provide. And by provide, I mean I just get to spend quality time with my kids, which I want to do anyway and I enjoy. But I come home from work, I say hi to my kids, I say hi to my wife. I put my stuff down and I make sure that she makes sure that I'm good to take over. I'm able to put my stuff down. I'm able to change. I'm able to get a drink. I'm able to take a breath. And then it's my turn. I get to take the kids. I get, you know, an hour to an hour and a half, maybe before bedtime when I get home. So it's really nice for me to be able to spend some alone time with them. And I get to hold my daughter, I get to play with my son, I get to give them bath time. It's great. I love it. I love that it also provides my wife a couple of minutes of alone time or a couple minutes of reprieve from dealing with the kids all day. So those are the basic dad hacks that I have learned so far. My kids are still very young, so I don't have all of the answers. I don't even have all of the dad hacks. I don't even have, I'm sure, the easiest way to do everything that I'm doing anyway. But it's just a couple of the little things that I've learned. I feel like it's better to pass stuff on, especially if you had to learn it the hard way. I have done those days where I've woken up and had nothing prepped, nothing planned. And I feel like I'm playing catch up all day. It's like, okay, I got to rush to go get your clothes, to change you into day clothes. Maybe your kid, you know, peed through their diapers. And then it's like, now you'll have laundry to do on top of everything else you were already planning. Try to get the laundry started, but then you have to make breakfast because now your kid's crying. You just play catch up all day. It's hard to start the day already behind. So I've done those. I've done the days where I felt like I did nothing right. But then it seems like my kid had a really great day. But at the end of the day, I was so focused on everything I wasn't doing that I didn't remember everything we did. I don't remember the playtimes, the book reading, the thing that made him laugh super hard. I don't remember it because I was focusing more on the tasks not completed. But if you keep track of both tasks you want to do and what you did, at the end of the day, you can see that, okay, after nap time, my son and I spent 2.5 hours just reading books and playing in his room. That's a good day. That's quality time with your son. I get to build that relationship. I get to encourage him to grow. I get to build and stimulate his mind and cognitive growth. I get to do all of that. It's awesome. But if I, at the end of the day, I still see the pile of laundry that needs to be done, still see the dirty dishes, you focus more on the negative, and it's easier to focus on the negative. So for me, I like to do the two column, plan my day out for the tasks I want completed, and also what was completed or what was done throughout the day at the time that it's done. What they ate, what they did, and what time each thing happened. So if you have any more dad hacks, like I said earlier, or any mom hacks, I mean, this isn't an exclusive guys-only club. Send any information, any hacks you got, send them into the email, becomingadadpodcast@gmail.com. Contact me on any of the socials. They're all linked into the episode description below. Share what knowledge you have. Make life a little easier for the rest of us. Now we are going to go straight into this week's potty or parents on the internet. Play the thing.
Parents on the internet.
This week's parents on the internet is actually a little bit different. It's a little older, but it's heartwarming and uplifting. The link is in the episode description below. You might have heard of this. So the article title is, "Hundreds Show Up to Eat Burgers with America's Saddest Grandfather, Pawpaw, After He Was Snubbed by His Own Grandchildren." This is a story from 2016. Oklahoma grandfather sat with just one of his 6 grandchildren and a table of 12 burgers he made to share with all of them. After Kenny Harmon's granddaughter Kelsey Harmon shared a photo of her sad pawpaw on Twitter, Daily Mail Online reunited him with his whole family and then decided to invite everyone for a meal. Hundreds showed up for a cookout with Pawpaw in Purcell, Oklahoma, at a flea market owned by Pawpaw's family, where burgers cost just $2 and worth every penny. In the link, you'll see a picture, the original post on Twitter. The original post said, "Dinner with Pawpaw tonight. He made 12 burgers for all 6 of the grandkids. I'm the only one that showed. I love him." Later in the article, Daily Mail Online spoke with Pawpaw and revealed he wasn't quite as sad as everyone seemed to think. He's quoted as saying, "I wasn't like the picture showed. I have a solemn look sometimes. People say I don't smile enough, but it's my personality," he said with a twinkle in his eye. "When I have a cookout, everybody is invited. And it was mainly because Kelsey was being out of school. It was going to be a burger night, a get-together with the grandkids. I wanted everyone to be here, but I don't get upset about things." Kenny said it all started after he had gone to watch granddaughter Kelsey, 19 at the time, play softball the weekend before the dinner. College student said that she would be back in the area. And Pawpaw said, "Let me know and I'll get this together. I'll cook something for us." So it all started because granddad wanted to do a cookout, have all of his grandkids over, spend some time with family. super heartwarming, uplifting. I always loved going to my grandparents' house, hanging out, doing cookouts. Never once thought to post about it online, but this 19-year-old did. It was a internet sensation almost immediately. It was reposted all over Twitter, hit other social media sites, and then he became everyone's pawpaw. And there's a huge gathering out in Purcell, Oklahoma, and everyone got to try his burgers. It's super loving, super heartfelt. It's just one of those stories that makes you feel good. It brings back your sense of hope for humanity. I'm sure that Kelsey did not imagine that posting a simple picture on Twitter was going to rocket her grandfather into almost instantaneous stardom online, but it did. It just shows you the power of the internet, but also it shows you the power of love. So kids coming together, strangers coming together to make sure that this grandpa felt loved. It's a little different of a segment than I normally do, but I remembered this and I thought I should bring this one out. It's worth seeing it again.
Can we finish this? I'm bored.
All right, so that is it for episode 5. Officially 5 weeks old. Podcast is 5 weeks old. It's a whole hand. So let me know how I'm doing. Submit a review. Send me an email. Connect with me on any of the socials. Everything's all linked in the episode description below. Reach out to me. Let me know you're listening. All right. So, again, like always, we are closing this out with a dad joke. What is the most terrifying word in nuclear physics? Oops. All right, guys. Come back next week. Brand new episode. It's gonna be a controversial one.